Oh, hey, Wendell, I came back to the other line, and I think you put me on hold. But I did eventually go to voicemail. It took a lot of rings to get to that point. So that might be something that I can check with the technicians, or maybe it's through your phone. I don't know, but maybe I'll check and see if they can, you know, make it pick up the voicemail after 3 or 5 rings rather than 10 or 12, you know, because I think that we're in an it was a lot of, I didn't count them, but I know that we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people, they call, and if they hear a phone ringing that many times, they just hang up. They think that it's not going to pick up. So maybe that's something that we can fix on our end. And then on your end, I want to let you know that if you'd like to continue, especially since you've been with us for 1.5 years, I can apply our loyalty rate pricing of $149 monthly because you've been with us for 1.5 years. So that would at least save you, you know, not only $50 on the past due balance, but it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And then what I'd like to do, assuming that you'd like to continue with that new loyalty rate pricing, is, like I said, if you have a second, show you how to get on the dashboard, because some of these calls that came in are fresh, and you might be able to call the people back and even get some jobs off of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if you can look into it, maybe I'll try and stick it out for a little bit.
I would, yeah, only because let me go back to that first set of results I was looking at with the 500 clicks to your site and clicks to call you. I'm going to filter it out for just the last 30 days because I just had read you the results for all time. But just over the last 30 days, you were found on the first page of Google 2,201 times with 10 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So I would hate to have, you know, this cancel and then all of a sudden everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google unravels, the site comes down, all the directories deactivate, you know, because that also will affect your business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you think you want to continue, I'll definitely look into that. If the technicians tell me that it's on your end, what type of a phone do you have? I could maybe look it up on YouTube and send you a little tutorial of how to, you know, shorten the rings.
I have a, this is a iPhone, I think it's pretty much the latest and greatest one.
Probably the 13 or the 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
here.
I don't know. Only the 3 cameras in there.
yeah, I have that one too. The, voicemail ringer.
And I could look it up too for that matter. I mean,
yeah, YouTube gives a lot of, maybe you could look that up and see if you can shorten the ringer on your end. And then what I can do is make sure that the technicians shorten it on this end. And with those two things happening, and then also the capability of you being able to go on the dashboard and pull the numbers off there. That way, as soon as you get a call, you can, you know, call the people back and, you know, even if you missed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let me see here. Let me make these adjustments for you. And then for the 149, it looks like this card was not going through. Is there another card you'd like to use?
Yeah, I'll have to go to my truck and get it, though. So I can do that.
Yeah, I don't mind waiting.
Well, I'm inside and I'm working in an area where it's, I can't have a phone.
Oh,
so I have
gotcha.
To go here through that area to get to my truck. So I'll have to call you back. Is there a number I can reach you at?
Yes. I'm happy that you asked. If you call in on the same number that you called right now, the 877-635-6225, and put in my extension right away, which is 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. That way you don't have to go to customer service and then be rerouted back to me. So we're in California, so right after this call, I'm going to log off for an hour for the lunch hour. So if you get my voicemail, don't panic. I'll call you as soon as I come back. I also sent you an email that says, sorry that we missed you. I sent that on the 21st. That has the information on how you can log on to your dashboard and update the payment yourself. So if it's easier when you get your card, you can use that email and you can log on. But if not, feel free to call me at 777. I'm texting it to you right now. And then that way I'll help update your payment.
All right, you're texting me the full number and the 777?
Correct. Yep, I just texted it to you. So it should be in your messages shortly. Yeah, it says it was sent successfully. So it'll be there any moment now.
Okay.
All right. So we have a good game plan. Yeah. I'm happy that it all worked out. And then hopefully we talk later because I'd like to, show you how you can get on the dashboard and retrieve those leads. Okay.
Okay. So you decreased the past, payment, the one I still owe you to a 150 or 149.
Correct. Right? Correct. I put you into that loyalty rate pricing. So I took $50 off. So you're only going to be past due for 149.
Okay. I appreciate that. And, I'll get the new card, get you paid.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Wendell, we have a brand new app for the phones that you can go on and retrieve the leads that way. So I'll find out what that application is so that you can set it up on your phone. That might be a little bit easier rather than, you know, going on the dashboard and looking for the numbers. This way they'll come directly through the app. So it's so new that, you know, I forgot what the name of the app is, but I'll find out what it is, and then I'll have that ready for you when I call you back, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll talk to you in a couple of hours.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. Bye.